Picture this, a tropical paradise in a can. If you picture Deep Ellum Brewing Company's Manic Confidence IPA, you got it right. It's a Deep Ellum team favorite. Trust them, it's hazy enough, and it's our feature this morning from Deep Ellum Brewing Company. Enjoy Manic Confidence IPA responsibly. Well, everybody loves Luka. Porzingis, not so much. We're going to discuss the latest Mavericks lightning rod coming up in 15 minutes. But we saw the story this morning, Bloomberg Press, reporting that Jerry Jones is among many billionaires profiting from the spike in natural gas prices during this winter Snowmageddon 2021 event. So joining us now to talk about that on the Ticket Hotline is the Cowboys owner and GM, Jerry Jones. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, man. Do you have me?
Morning.
We have you. How are you? Are you staying warm?
Well, we are certainly trying to. We're doing our very best. Our very best, and I want everyone to know out there in Cowboy Texas land that I'm with you. I feel your pain. I feel your pain.
Well, what about this story that you are profiting tremendously through your natural gas companies out of everybody's misery here without power?
Did I say I feel your pain? I meant I profit off your pain. Yes, well, I've made about $5 million off your pain so far. So that ought to cheer you guys up. We all like capitalism, don't we?
Yeah, that's just the way it goes in the gas business, right? Sometimes the price is low. Sometimes it goes up because of demand.
That's right. That's right. And this is one of those fortunate times that the price has gone up due to demand.
That's to call this a fortunate time, I wouldn't say.
But I certainly have had my share of difficulties, too. So I identify with you. Have I told you about the time that my credit cards were cut up at Love Field?
Yes, we've heard that story before.
So see there, I've experienced your pain.
I guess so. Are you experiencing... Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead, Junior. You think you're the most important person in the world, so why don't you talk while everyone else be as quiet?
No, you had a plus. I'd like to hear your plus.
We've had some issues at our Jerry Jones Highland Park compound.
Hmm.
We had a pipe bust at our house during this time. Doug Free, he came over and dropped a deuce, and it busted the sewer pipe in that bathroom.
Oh, it wasn't because it was frozen, huh?
No, no, but we did have our power go out.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, that's, I know. But fortunately, our whole generator kicked in, which is natural gas-powered. So we lost power there for about half a second. And then our natural gas went out. And so our backup generator kicked on. And that runs on liquid propane. And so that ran for a while, and then we ran out of liquid propane. So then our backup generator kicked on. And that's the one that's powered by poor people on bicycles hooked up to feeding tubes.
Oh, my gosh. You don't
Only
have
you
that.
Could afford that, right?
Well, I mean, let's look at it the right way. This is just so I could carry on the essential business of GMing these Cowboys to another 8-8 season, hopefully.
Yeah, are you going to do that with Dak next year? Are you going to get him signed to a long-term deal?
Well, we're hoping so. We're hoping so. You know, with the money that I'm making off of people freezing to death inside their own homes, I think I have enough money to pay what Dak wants now.
I would think so, yes.
Yes. We're going to get back to that negotiating table as soon as we possibly can. As soon as we possibly can. But as soon as we got to get out of this freeze first. As soon as it warms up and the spring weather starts and the birds start mating and all the butterflies are flying around, I think that'll put Dak in the mood to get that John Hancock right there on that contract.
All right. So when we hit 70, you'll get Dak signed.
When we hit 70, right, 70 degrees, we'll get Dak signed. Or if we hit 0 degrees again, because that means I will have made another $10 million. Hey, George, you'll like this. You'll identify with this. my driveway was iced over, so my driver couldn't even get my Bentley out of the garage to take me up to the store, to take me up to the gas station to buy Gene some more wine.
So, we saw pictures of you buying wine at the gas station. We didn't know you did that.
That's right. Yeah, that's what I do. So that's what I had to do is I had to get my helicopter pilot to go ahead and take me in the helicopter down to the gas station.
You found a place to land there? Me?
You know how much it cost me to go get Gene's $5 bottle of wine?
How much?
$5,000 to fly the helicopter over there.
Well, you can afford it. You're a billionaire.
We got the driveway situated now, so I can take my Bentley up there. We hired some people to come sleep on our driveway to melt the ice.
Oh, my God. Wow. What a way to do that.
But I've been given back. I flew my helicopter over some power outage neighborhoods, and I just dropped cases of Johnny Walker Blue down on their front lawns to cheer them up.
Okay. All right. That's a,
see, you're a humanitarian.
Yeah.
A humanitarian. And as I flew out of sight, I looked back at them lapping the Johnny Walker Blue off the blades of grass because they shattered due to the height we dropped them from.
Well, I don't know if that did much good, Jerry.
Well, it's the little things that count there, Jub, and
that's true.
I will pass along to the whole family your well wishes as we struggle through this. We've all been cooped up in one mansion together, and that's been tough on the Jones family.
Imagine.
The arguments have been going, have kept the house warm. Even if we didn't have central heat and air, I think just the hot air that's been coming out of Gene's mouth could have warmed this place up.
We don't need to hear about that.
Hang in there, Jerry.
I swear. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and we wish you all the best.
Okay, you too. Stay warm. There goes Jerry. Stay warm.
I'm still here.
Bye, Jerry.
Unstable.
Very unstable. 8:49 on the ticket.